you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that. Get back.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
Knocked me on earlier in case you missed that. The podcast is out there. Thirsty Thursday on the program. You get the Giants and the Washington football team tonight. My son asked me, when are they going to change the name? Is it in the offseason?
Yeah, next year. Yeah. Next year they'll have an actual nickname.
Actually having an actual nickname next year.
And didn't they recently narrow it down?
Did they?
I had read that they had it down to three, but they won't tell us what the three are.
Well, one will be the Sentinels,
Yeah, it's a surprise.
One's the Sentinels. I think they're going to probably stay away from the word red altogether.
See, and I've heard the red tails.
I know, but the word red altogether will make people just still go, we're the Redskins. You know, they'll just.
Keeping the color scheme.
Well, they should keep the color scheme. So the Indians did that, and then the Chiefs will too. Merle.
Uh-oh, Merle's going to be pissed.
Merle's head's going to explode.
Was on this date in 1979. Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang became the first rap single to be released to the mainstream and first rap song to enter the U.S. Hot 100, making the Sugar Hill Gang the first commercially successful rap group.
Yep, my favorite rap song of all time.
Used the instrumental break from Good Times by Chic.
Yes, it did. Yep. I actually knew the words back in the day of that song. That was new.
It
was brand new for all the white kids, all suburban white kids in 79 were going, what the hell is this? And we all liked that song.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
12 finalists have been announced for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Uh-oh.
We go through this however often.
Yeah, and we always agree with all of them.
We agree with them, and then eventually put them all in.
Don't we? Have we ever had a dispute?
Well, not for the finalists.
I think our dispute's usually that they don't put in enough.
Yeah.
Our dispute is there's only so many that can go in at a time, and why isn't this in already?
Is it's the C-ring or the butt plug in there yet?
Right. Both.
Not that kind of toy.
Oh. Well, there's
boring.
Depending how you play.
Children's toys.
But, you know, sometimes it's like stick.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Swing.
There is one of those here.
Is there? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, there is one of those here.
Dirt.
I think dirt was the original.
Rock.
I think dirt was the original class.
And, you know, there's an argument for that.
Well, yeah, dirt.
Yeah, you cannot, you could not be closer.
Dirt, rock, and stick were the inaugural class.
Right.
Sand.
Oh.
Sand.
Sure.
Is a toy. Well, yeah, we've all played with sand.
Sure. Yeah.
I had a sandbox, yeah.
Sandbox.
We've all played with sand.
Yeah, even people in the middle of the country play with
sand. You go to the beach, you play with sand.
Well, that should have been there earlier. I'm pissed off for sand.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. Should have been in the inaugural class.
In the office of Jim Sucks, he's got one of those little sand boxes.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, the toys.
We all play with that.
He plays with that all the time.
Little Zen garden thing.
Go in there, he's raking it.
Yeah. It calms him down when he hears a show.
He's raking it right now.
Yeah, he is.
I still have a sand box in our backyard.
Do you really?
Well, we had a little swing set for the kids.
Yeah.
And now my youngest nephew is to the point where I don't think he's playing on it anymore. So I think I can get rid of it, but I don't know. That was the only reason we were keeping it around.
So this year's nominees, and I forget how many they get, just a few.
Oh, these are nominees.
Yeah. Okay. These are just the nominees. Yeah.
They're not in yet.
And
Sand should be in there.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. That's going to be a boring acceptance speech.
Right, from Sand.
Mm. Yeah. Toy dump truck is nothing without Sand.
Yeah. Right.
No, there's dirt.
Yeah. You're right.
And you know what else? Sticks.
Stick.
I was always in the sandbox when I was a kid.
So three of these are going to get put in.
Out of 12.
Toy Hall of Fame.
You could plank and piss in your sandbox. That's what you should.
Good.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, the dog does that
today.
Too.
Yeah. It is always a sight, like when I'm out mowing, like, so I've got to do the weed whacker around the thing, and it's just like all these old sand toys in there. We haven't put new sand in there forever. So it's just like a constant reminder that my children used to be young.
I know.
And so did you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a reminder of that, though.
No.
No. So this year's nominees for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
My breast sweat is an indicator that I used to be young while I'm working in the yard.
Why is Dad humping the sandbox? That's what it's going to look like.
No, he's planking
and
peeing.
That's planking, children. Oh, that's what they call it now.
Rhythmic planking.
What are the nominees?
American Girl Dolls is one of them.
Oh, sure.
Of course, but it can wait.
It can wait.
So. Yeah, it's pretty recent.
Sand doesn't mean that was created
in 1986.
Yeah.
Battleship.
Should have been in.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, oh,
yeah.
Here's the thing. It was originally played with paper and pencil.
Oh, I never knew that.
In 1967, there was the plastic adaptation.
That was the one I remember.
That popularized the two-person strategy
game. And you could actually lie.
Oh, yeah. You could cheat all the time with that
game. But when they made the electric, you couldn't cheat anymore.
And that was 1979.
Okay. But I remember playing the original one where you, I remember going, come on, I've called all those numbers around there. And then you pull down whoever you're playing with, their board.
Oh,
you're
cheating.
You son of a
bitch. Or you could
just,
you could really,
that's dirty.
You could on the slide just kind of pick it up and move it
real slow.
We
all did that too. But that Battleship should have been a long time ago.
Billiards or pool. Is also one of the nominees.
So I don't consider that like a toy.
I don't consider that a toy either. That's an adult drinking beer thing.
It evolved from earlier European outdoor games, became popular in the 1800s.
Pocket pool should be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Again, not that kind of toy.
Original class. Think about it. You're playing with sand and your balls first thing
your balls are in there. They're for induction into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Your balls. Yeah. From the time you're a little kid, if you're a boy, you play with your balls. And it never stops.
Yeah.
I grabbed it when I said that line. Mine, by the way.
Yeah, should toys be something that you
that was,
maybe quit playing with you? After a certain age?
Depending on the toys.
Yeah. No?
No.
Now, if you have a kid, they're going to want to play these games with you. I don't see two adults playing Battleship, but maybe they do.
Do you see two adults playing Cabbage Patch Kids?
No.
No.
But they should be in there a long time ago, I would think.
But that is one of the nominees.
That goes back to the
80s. That should be in before the American
79.
Girl
dolls.
Right.
79, actually. Okay. So very close. Okay, so Cabbage Patch Kids. Here's one that you would assume has been in. The old Fisher-Price corn popper thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where you walk along.
You
push it along and the stupid thing pops and blah, blah, blah.
Everybody had one of those.
Everybody had one. I never saw anybody use one.
No. They suck.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. Don't put it in the Hall of Fame because it sucked to begin with.
I mean, it was a one-note toy, but it was everybody had one.
I never saw anybody use one.
It's not the mower with the pops, is it? Not the mower.
No, it's got the little plastic dome.
It's almost like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
It's a little round ball, and everybody had one, and I don't know why nobody said, that's a nice one. I want a new one. Yeah, get rid of that one. That's the first toy I'm going to say no to.
Yeah, kids would never fight over those either because it sucked. I wonder if a parent's ever bought one of those.
Well,
because you're like, you know what my kid needs is this thing that just goes around going pop, 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 pop.
No, that's what it was.
Aunts
it was
and uncles and grandparents.
You buy it for other people.
Yeah, you buy it for somebody else's kid.
No kid ever asked for that.
No.
So there's that.
All right.
That's
and
it.
We're not going to get somebody calling and say, I love the popper thing. Nobody's going to call and tell us that.
at least they didn't love it as a kid. Maybe as an adult, they're mesmerized by it because they've been smoking too much.
Yeah, they're on mushrooms. Yeah.
Or that.
When you say too much.
Well, if you are mesmerized by the corn popper.
You're too high?
Perhaps that's too much.
That's the test?
I don't know. Yep. That's up for debate, at least. Mahjong is another one of
What's that?
It's that old Chinese... Chinese checkers? A gambling card game originated in China, became popular in the United States in the 1920s.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You see it around a lot.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you do. You may not. It's one of those things that you kind of, you know, may bounce off you because you don't realize what it is. But Mahjong, you see it all the time.
I think that's more of an adult thing, too.
Mahjong.
Yeah, I'm aware that it's a thing. Never played it.
I didn't know it was a gambling card game.
No, you're done.
I knew that it was a Chinese game, and a game originated in China, but I didn't realize that it was a gambling card game.
How does a gambling game even become a finalist with sand?
I don't get it either.
I don't know.
The Chinese kids
are high
to
throw it out there.
Yeah, Mahjong can't hold a candle to sand.
Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
That's your group, right?
He-Man.
He-Man, She-Ra, and the line's other action figures.
Had them all.
How about you, Nick?
I had them.
She-Man? Yeah, She-Man too?
She-Ra and He-Man.
Puss combined his.
Yeah. He got She-Man.
That's
just
on
so
the
he
island
can relate
of misfit,
to it.
Yeah. It's on the island of misfit toys, right. The She-Man.
I remember my mom just made like the unilateral decision to sell those at a garage sale.
Oh man.
And I was like, man, and at the time I'm like, you know, it was a thing like, you know, you want to try to hang on to some of your childhood.
Right,
but
right.
If we would have kept hold of those for a couple more years, they would have been worth money.
And they would have been.
Another one of the toys up for the Hall of Fame is the pinata.
I would think that'd be sooner than
only later. If you have a plethora.
Yep, yep.
It's classic.
God,
did you keep She-Man because you knew you were one of those hermaphrodites?
Yeah. One of those tranny hermaphrodite people.
That might be one of those stories that's a little exaggerated on the air, Todd.
Wouldn't you need a plethora of sweaters?
What, like a goat?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Risk is also on the list.
I think that's more of an adult thing.
I don't get kids. Yeah, well, we played it as kids, but still, you know.
That was one of those games when I was working before and after school daycare in college that the kids would bring up and go, hey, you want to play Risk? No, that's way too complicated for me. Right. Uh-uh.
Oh, we had tournaments in college.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
Did you put it in your briefcase?
No, it was with the cool guys. It was actually a cool
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I am aware of people that still play that game.
And would you call them the cool guys? There you go.
Compared to me.
Yeah, well, that's a low bar, too.
I would play that game, but I'm the one. Yeah, it's me.
I'd play that game tonight.
I'm the bar.
Never learned how. Yeah. Looked way too complicated.
It's not that complicated.
Another one of the toys on the list is the Settlers of Catan.
The hell's that?
I've heard of that. It's like one of those intricate board games.
It's a cooperative board game.
We're missing
now
out.
Now just called Catan, first published in Germany.
See, we're missing out. They're not nominating enough of stuff that I guarantee is probably not in there. Like more sticks and sand.
I've never seen this game in my life.
Right. No.
Okay.
And then the last finalist... might fit into that category you're talking about, Tyler. Toy fire engine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be in it.
There you go.
There's all kinds of manifestations of that.
This belongs in the Hall of Fame. Every Hall of Fame. Even the Baseball Hall of Fame.
This should be
with Pete Rose.
Number three. Yeah. Number two song of all time. Toys in the Attic.
You're right.
In
the attic.
Yeah, they did miss an opportunity to nominate Pete Rose.
Yep. Oh, man, I love this song so much. Got to get to the hook here for Toys in the Attic here. Look in your attic and find some sand. You could resell that stuff.
Here we go. Yeah.
Is there a physical Hall of Fame, like a toy Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's in wherever it was.
Thanks.
Yeah, be sure and go there.
Google it.
Yeah. Speaking of the attic, that's a great
It's a destination.
I always loved playing with the insulation up in the attic.
That was fun.
Little
itchy. Yeah. Little itchy, but I did too.
Hours of entertainment.
The asbestos.
Enjoy the cancer.
Oh, yeah. You get to go to the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York.
All right.
So no look bangs. Out for that.
All right.
And we have a death to report. The man who created the iconic board game, The Game of Life.
He's dead.
Passed away.
Oh, God. That game took forever, too.
Did he win or lose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He helped design over.
He was
a winner. He helped design over 200 toys during his career, including the Erector sets and Moon Rocks. He also designed the phaser pistol on Star Trek.
Wow.
Yes, he did that.
This guy's a genius.
There were two different kinds of phaser.
Life had to be around since, what, the late 50s, maybe?
Did he design them both? Because, you know,
pistol.
There was one little pocket phaser, and then there was one that kind of had more of a gun shape.
No, this says phaser rifle.
Oh. Yeah.
See, all the cool
used
kids
in
that.
The... In Star Trek.
All the cool kids knew there were two phasers.
Yeah, exactly.
Play Risk tonight with your cool guys.
I remember playing Life with my kids when they were younger. And like, yeah. I didn't mess with them, but I think I missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, well, you can get kids. You're like, well, I don't want kids.
Yeah.
That's like right. Sitting right next to you. Yeah. That game always sucked at the end.
It did.
You have to like add up all the tiles and tally it up. Yeah. By the time you get done with that, I never even cared who won.
Nope.
Yeah, you'd lost the will to live by playing the game of life.
Yeah.
it made Monopoly seem short sometimes. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was forever.
And it probably shouldn't be a surprise that I wasn't interested in winning the game of life.
Give me stick any day.
Stick, rock, and dirt, man.
There you go.
That's all you need.
You got something fun to take us out with, Greg?
Well, I will say that I misread this headline.
All right.
What I read was, woman reaches into store freezer, finds faces among the pizza rolls. What was the word I misread?
Oh.
Feces.
Thank you. It wasn't faces.
Yeah. I'd probably rather see feces than faces in there. I mean, somebody's chopped some heads
off
in there.
She found feces among the pizza rolls.
Oh,
Shirley
gross.
Wright Johnson was shopping with their kids in Oklahoma City.
Yep. Bet you can't taste the difference.
Bet you can.
She reached into the freezer for some pizza rolls, as you often do.
Yeah.
And she found that human feces was on the bag of pizza rolls.
Another
bag of pizza rolls had been placed on top of it, covering it up.
Your poopy mouth.
Is there an explanation that goes with this?
Somebody
no, there is no explanation of this.
Not good.
Did the Tostino's guy just poop on it and load it in there? Because he's pissed off at somebody?
Thought he had the box for Colo Guard and it was actually a box of pizza rolls?
Thought he was Triumph the Insult Comic Dog?
Yeah, they have absolutely no... Well, they last I heard, they didn't know where this had come from. Here is this woman. Here is this woman recounting her issues.
I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on the bag, so I turned it over, and there it was. Clay, I was so disgusted, I was almost in tears. And there's literally human excuse my language. And I was upset, I was disgusted, I felt like I was violating it.
Ooh, violating it? Yeah. Oh, like you're
no, violated.
Oh, they said violating it, like two in the pink, one in the stink.
Apparently, surveillance video shows a man taking pictures of women throughout the store and then visiting the freezer section.
Oh, he's a creep.
Yeah, because it sounds kind of fresh.
Yeah. For the freezer?
Right, if it's in your grocer's freezer, it should be frozen.
doesn't say much about the freezer.
Look first. Feces in your grocer's freezer.
Tomorrow night, Nick, where are you performing at?
Yeah, but Nebraska Brewing Company tomorrow night in the Gold Slipper and Dunlap on Saturday.
And?
There's going to be a food truck starting at 5 at the Brewing Company. And then Barleycorns in Wichita Friday, October 1st.
All right. Dr. Mina joined us. Check her out on the podcast. You can listen to anything on the podcast in case you missed that. TNTRadioEmpire.com. or listen to the radio stations we are on. We appreciate all the affiliates.
Check out the Zoom with Lewis up on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Check it out. We did a nice Zoom call with our friend Lewis Black. Tomorrow's Friday, right?
It is.
All right. See you tomorrow. Yay for sand.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.